From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your weekend flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Jen Ursulow. Here's a look at the top trending stories for this weekend at NJ1015.com. Prosecutors say it appears a state trooper is responsible for a horrific double murder-suicide in Hunterdon County.
Ricardo Jorge Santos dated Lauren Simanchek in 2024 until the veterinarian broke things off last September. Prosecutors say Simanchek dealt with harassing and controlling behavior from Santos. A surveillance camera in Simanchek's vehicle picked up a white Mercedes SUV that followed her home on Friday, and neighbors did report gunshots and screaming. The next day, cops found the bodies of Simanchek and her new boyfriend, Tyler Webb, of Forked River. Over 30 miles away, Santos was found dead inside the same white SUV parked in Piscataway. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Meanwhile, the Hunterdon County Prosecutor's Office is now taking over the Franklin Township Police Department over what it calls serious concerns in the aftermath of this double murder-suicide. The township's police chief and a sergeant have both been placed on leave. Neighbors called 911 reporting gunshots and screams, but police say they patrolled the area and found nothing. Then 18 hours later, the bodies were found. Who is at fault for the spike in energy bills that New Jerseyans are now seeing? Well, it depends on who you ask. A new poll released this week from Fairleigh Dickinson University asked New Jersey voters who they blame for the price hikes. Executive director of the poll, Dan Cassino, says voters are blaming whoever they don't like.
So we see that Republicans basically say it's the fault of the governor and the fault of the state legislature. And Democrats are likely to blame the federal government, who has nothing to do with this, and, of course, blaming utility companies.
As for how voters think the problem should be resolved, the poll reveals that most Democrats prefer green energy development, while Republicans want to see an increase in natural gas and nuclear power. The 26-foot minke whale that died after colliding with a motorboat in Barnegat Bay was thin and malnourished, according to the Marine Mammal Stranding Center. A necropsy performed on the whale showed it had little in its stomach. The accident happened near Long Beach Island. Police say the whale charged the boat, nearly capsizing it. One passenger fell in the water but was not hurt. The whale was buried on the beach. A Morris County man is charged with the sexual assault of a 10-year-old child.
On Monday, 71-year-old Gregory Rademacher was arrested in Washington Township in Morris County and charged with sexual assault and possession of child sexual abuse material. According to the Morris County prosecutor, Rademacher touched a 10-year-old victim while the boy was at his home and showed him sex toys. Authorities said they also found CSAM on his electronic devices. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
A teen who swung from a rope into Hidden Lake in Whiting landed on his head, suffering a traumatic injury. Manchester police say the 16-year-old was with a group of friends when the accident happened, but due to the remote location of the lake, first responders needed to coordinate their response. Bystanders played a critical role by using their ATVs to help EMS navigate the rough terrain and by holding the teen's head above water until help arrived. He was taken to a trauma center. A package of bills just introduced in the New Jersey state legislature would crack down on fentanyl trafficking that harms juveniles. Republican Assemblywoman Dawn Fantasia says one bill would create a grant program for schools to have substance abuse prevention programs for eighth graders.
Most kids we find are experimenting between the ages of 13 and 15, and also most of the gang recruiting is happening at that time, at that age.
Another bill would extend the definition of human trafficking to include recruiting juveniles to sell drugs, and a third bill would create criminal penalties for marketing fentanyl to minors. Fantasia says a fourth bill would allow prosecutors to charge minors as adults if they sell fentanyl to someone and the victim fatally overdoses. Two Egg Harbor Township residents have been arrested after bringing guns to a national night out event and pointing them at people. Police say the weapons were fakes. The incident unfolded at Veterans Memorial Park following the end of the police department's annual event, which is meant to promote police-community relationships. On Tuesday night, two people flagged down a cop reporting a person in a gray Ford Mustang brandishing a firearm and pointing it at a group of people. Police tracked them down, discovered one weapon was a gun-shaped lighter with a laser attachment. The other was a BB gun. 21-year-old Benjamin Andrews and 18-year-old Maya McKinley were arrested and charged with possession of imitation firearms, aggravated assault, and more. New Jersey has reached the largest environmental settlement ever in the country's history. The $2 billion settlement with DuPont, Chemours, and Corteva stems from PFAS, commonly referred to as forever chemicals, at sites in four different New Jersey counties. State Attorney General Matt Plotkin says $1.2 billion will be set aside for a remediation fund.
The defendants are now agreeing to, one, clean up the PFAS contamination on a continuing basis until all of the work is complete, and two, pay $875 million in natural resource damages to the state for the harm that was caused to our land and water.
The PFAS contamination sites are in Passaic, Middlesex, Gloucester, and Salem counties. A North Jersey mother is accused of intentionally killing her young son while also trying to kill herself.
On Tuesday, the Passaic County prosecutor announced the arrest of 48-year-old Nikesia Martin. It comes after her 6-year-old autistic son was found dead at their Passaic apartment 3 weeks ago on July 15th. While authorities are still waiting on the results of an autopsy, they say Martin intentionally killed her son and unsuccessfully tried to kill herself. Martin is charged with child endangerment, an offense that carries up to 10 years in state prison. She's being held pending trial. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Stabbed over eggplant. That's what the owners of Baladna Bakery in Patterson told ABC 7 Eyewitness News. They were stabbed over the eggplant in a sandwich that was served to a customer 4 years ago. The man came into the bakery angry about the eggplant, saying he was allergic and that it made him sick to his stomach. Then stabbed one brother in the stomach, the other in the arm, and ran out. Mayor Andre Saya is asking area residents and businesses to help with the investigation. A Real Housewives of New Jersey star and a New Jersey soccer pro have joined a fierce reality show.
Longtime Bravo star Teresa Giudice, one of her daughters Gia, and Christy Pierce Rampone will be on season 4 of Special Forces World's Toughest Test. The Morris County reality TV duo and the two-time World Cup champion from the shore join 15 other contestants for grueling training exercises with an elite team of ex-Special Forces operatives. The show debuts in late September, carried on Fox and Hulu. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Passaic County native Jen Powell making professional sports history this weekend, becoming the first woman to umpire a Major League Baseball game. Powell is umping 3 of the 4 games between the Miami Marlins and Braves in Atlanta. She's behind home plate for the series finale, too. Powell attended West Milford High School. 2 years ago, she became the first woman in 34 years to umpire at the minor league baseball level. Stay tuned to New Jersey 101.5 all weekend long for the latest New Jersey weather, traffic, and breaking news. All of our content is available anytime. Go to our app or nj1015.com and click on demand.